Welcome to 22 for this December 8th, 2003. Hi, I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. Want to welcome you guys to the show. It's birthday weekend. Birthday weekend and celebrating it and really excited. Before we start, I need you to do a couple things. First of all, let's take care of some housekeeping. Go to maybe you're driving, you want to see the show. These shows repeat themselves on WUVS 103.7 The Beat or M106 Facebook sites. Or maybe you would like to be a part of today's show and ask our guests some questions. You can do that by going to that page, WUVS 103.7 The Beat or M106. What I need you to do to help us out is to share these shows on your site so we can spread the word. We're the only radio station that is doing this, promoting local businesses, national businesses, things to make you better. And speaking, making you better, my co-host, bring him to the stage, one of the twins, Pastor Melvin C. Burns. And the crowd goes wild. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my brother. How are you this afternoon?
I'm so excited.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, sir. Celebrating 59 tomorrow.
Again this year?
Also, get ready to celebrate all close to 70 pounds.
Wow.
I'm at 68.
Okay.
And lost in 5 months, buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm working.
That's, man, you're putting it in, brother. You know, December is my favorite month because two of my brothers' birthdays are December. So I'm going to add you as my next brother. But December is one of my favorite months. I celebrate their birthdays this month as well. So good to have you in December, brother.
I got the same thing. I have today. I want to say happy birthday. We say, you know, at the end of the show, sow a seed in somebody's life because you never know who you touch. And this guy, Isaiah Kersey, they know him as Punchy, my brother-in-law. It's his birthday. I want to say happy birthday to him. I want to say happy birthday to Tommy Davis tomorrow. Some boys of mine. And so I want to say happy birthday to them. Right. In the meantime, give us the weather as we start this birthday celebration.
Well, the weather report says that we have a high of 49 today, but my car said 51 about an hour ago. So beautiful, beautiful December Friday. Get out and get some things done. I see folks out getting leaves up in the yard still. Tomorrow, we have a high of 51, low of 39, but 60% chance of rain. Sunday, temperature drops on us a bit. Low of 34, high of 39, and expect some wind gust. Starting the weekday next week, low of 32, high 37. Tuesday, more wind gusts, low 33, high 39. Wednesday, low 33, high 40. And Thursday, sunny day, but low 36, high 44.
Okay, so the weather's telling you, you better get busy. You better put them lights out today.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's one of my favorite months, especially with family. The meaning of I want to say this real quick before I get our guests on, which this will be our second time on. People, I need you to remember the reason for the season. Take a deep breath. Calm down. Don't be stressing out because a lot of people are stressing out. And a lot of people have lost loved ones during this month. Including me. I lost my dad on the 26th. He died on the 26th of December. Mm-hmm. Be sensitive. Be kind. And one other thing that I wanted to bring up, Pastor Melvin.
Yes.
Don't send me a Christmas card when you beefing with other people in your family. I don't just make it a habit. Just take the time. Don't send it. And just make up with your family, please. And you want to add to that?
You know, I'm a big person for starts and endings. So it's the last month of the year. you know, sometimes people want to be forgiven and forgive without saying the words. Sometimes let it go. Start in the year, maybe start Christmas, start something fresh. As long as they're not still doing the same things, you don't say I'm sorry, they don't say I'm sorry. Maybe you just go on. You just start fresh. So what better time than Christmas? Give somebody the gift of forgiveness and a gift of a new start. Give yourself that gift, a fresh start.
Very well said. And speaking of fresh start, I guess, we had her on our show before. She's not a stranger to the show. She has beauty products, and she's a bad woman. Put your hands together as the crowd goes wild for Ashley Seals Williams. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're clapping. Clapping. Already clapping.
All right.
Ashley, tell people about your business and a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, my name is Ashley, of course. I'm the owner of Asali Beauty. It is a small batch cosmetics and body care line. I'm 24. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and makeup and beauty has always been my very first passion. It's one of the things that I absolutely love. I could spend hours talking about it, educating other people about it. And so it was only natural for me to develop a cosmetic and body care line. We have body butters, body scrubs, bath products, lip products. We have a little bit of everything.
When I was talking to our producer, you were one of the people that we wanted to get back on the show to talk about because of your zeal, because of how you feel about beauty. Talk about the name of your beauty product and what it means.
Yes, so Asali, it is Swahili actually for honey. And how that came about was when I was trying to develop a name. I don't know if you all are familiar with the story of the land of milk and honey, but I think it's a very beautiful story. It means a lot to me. And so I wanted to incorporate that into my beauty brand, but the name Milk and Honey was already taken and trademarked. And so to avoid legal fees, right, I decided to get a little creative and change the language. So that's how Asali came about. It's Swahili for honey, and that's the backstory of the name.
Oh, pretty.
Okay, Pastor Burns.
Okay, well, you said you're 24.
Yes, I'm 24.
So we're going to talk about two sides today. We're going to talk about the creative product side. We're also going to talk about the business side, because this started as a passion, but now it's a business too.
Yes.
But you're 24. Okay, tell us, you know, because we want to encourage people in this who listen to this too. We'll talk about the product more, but, you know, people wait till they're 60 and say, you know, I should have started a business. What made you decide to jump into this and have your own business so young?
Well, so I graduated cosmetology school at the beginning of 2020. We all know what happened during 2020, COVID and the lockdown. Uh-huh. So right after I graduated, we went into lockdown a month later.
Okay.
And it was very hard for me to go through that because I'm a very creative person. Beauty has always been a creative outlet for me. It allowed me to express myself, and I'm a very giving person. I love helping people. I love making people feel beautiful. And so not being able to do that because all the salons were shut down, the spas were shut down, and everything was shut down. Mm-hmm. So I started to try to develop ways to still be able to help people and channel my passion without obviously being face-to-face. And so that is when I decided to come up with the idea of creating a product line. And so all throughout lockdown, I did tons of research on formulating cosmetics and skincare products. And I took all the knowledge that I had gained over the years and put that into developing Asali Beauty. And then after the lockdown, I launched, and I just took off ever since. I never looked back. I'm kind of grateful for the lockdown because it allowed me to get out of my comfort zone. I had never run a business before. So this was kind of my first venture at it. And I did not know very much, but I've learned a lot of things on the along the way. And I've met a lot of people along the way who've been amazing as far as supporting me and mentoring me in a successful business.
Mm-hmm. Talk about coming out of that comfort zone.
Yes. Yes, that's, I believe everybody should take a leap of faith out of their comfort zone at least once, because if you never try, you'll never know. I never thought that owning a business, I would have to do certain things like talk to people and be interactive. I just kind of had it in my mind that I would start this product line and I would launch it and then I would never have to, you know, meet anybody face to face or talk to people about my business, which, looking in hindsight, that was a little silly of me, but that's how I got out of my comfort zone. It forced me to talk about my business, talk about my passion. And in my mind, I could talk about my passion all day, but I wasn't the best at relaying that message to other people. And so I got out of my comfort zone. I did lots of pop-up shops and lots of events where it was face-to-face. And so I had to sell my product. I had to sell my brand. And it was natural to me because I love beauty. So I could talk about it all day. And that was how I got out of my comfort zone. I always encourage people to get out of their comfort zone because you don't know where it could take you and what you can accomplish.
How important is it to have mentors by your side?
Oh, it's very important. Very important, especially if you don't have the best support system. Business is very hard. And so if you have people that can be your pillars of support and guidance, that makes the journey a little bit easier. And it really gives you that reassurance when you don't, when I don't know something, I can call my mentor and, hey, I got a quick question about da, 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 da. And they'll give me the rundown, they'll explain it. And now not only have I learned a piece of knowledge that I didn't know before, but it allows me to feel confident in my business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, you 24. Let's get deep here. Talk about that crab mentality, because as you go up, people want to pull you down. And I'm sure you've had to deal with that.
Yes, I have. I feel like my age has been a blessing and a curse because I am so young and I've had my business for 2 years. And I started really young, but I encourage anybody who's listening, if you're young, even if you're 14, as young as however young you are, start that business, believe in yourself, because the biggest piece of advice I can give you, time does not stop for anybody. So as much as we might want it to stop, time will never stop ticking. And so it's very important that you follow your dreams, you take that leap of faith, whether you're young, whether you're old, it's extremely important that you at least try. And so that's what I did. I have always been very sure of myself, so that has helped as well. When I first kind of started cultivating this idea in my mind, I never really kind of thought, well, maybe I'm too young. Maybe I need to go to business school, or maybe I need to get some experience under my belt in a couple years. I just went for it. And I know that's not easy for a lot of people. But self-doubt is the enemy. Self-doubt is the enemy. That's honest. And so if you can try your hardest to avoid that, and that's also where having mentors comes in hand, right? Because you have people that can guide you. You won't have to deal with that self-doubt alone. And I always encourage business owners, whether you're a business owner or not, always have somebody to lean on that can support you. Having a great support system is detrimental, especially when you're a young business owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all hear that? Older individuals, you can help somebody. Pastor Burns.
Yes.
So as you're starting on your development, is there a particular moment or story or incident when you say, you know what? This is going to work. I'm going to do this. You know, as you're struggling and trying products, was there a moment you can recall and said, yeah, this is going to work?
Actually, there is. And it's kind of a funny story, but I was, it was actually on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting at my house and my fiance at the time was making me a nice dinner. And I was just sitting there and I was thinking, I was like, okay, I gotta get these formulas together. I gotta get this business going. You know, I gotta find a way. And it just kind of struck me. And that's when the name came to me too at that same moment. It just kind of struck me. And I was like, you know what? I got this. This is gonna happen. I literally sat down, opened my laptop, and I honestly Googled how to start a business.
Okay.
That's what I did. I just mm-hmm. opened my laptop, went right to Google, how to start a business. And then it just kind of went from there. I fell into a wormhole of tons of business research and all the different things you need. I formed my LLC that same night.
Okay.
I went to the State of Michigan website, paid the $50, got my LLC. I went to the IRS website, got my EIN number, and it just, I never stopped from there.
Look at you. Look at you move. Now let's talk about your product. You decided to not only make a product, but you wanted to make your product special.
Yes. So all of the products in my line, with the exception of my lashes, are all small batch. So I make everything myself. Mm-hmm. None of my products are sourced out. I don't have a distributor. I don't have a warehouse. It's me. Mm-hmm. And so that was also very important to me because with skincare, body care, and cosmetics, these are products that you're putting on your skin. They're seeping into your pores. They're becoming a part of your body. So everybody knows, you know, they say you are what you eat. You are mm-hmm. what you put on your face. And so mm-hmm. I really wanted to make sure that all of my products help the skin, nourish the skin, was amazing for the skin without any of the bad stuff. So any of the parabens, any of the, any of the bad stuff, all that stuff. I wanted to really make sure that it did not have that in there. And so I was like, I'm going to do it myself. I spent years. It actually took me 2.5 years to develop the formula that I currently have. Mm-hmm. I started off with a different formula, didn't like it. It was not the best it could be. So I went back to the drawing board, did some more research, came up with a new formula. And now everybody loves it. I love it. It's amazing.
So now I want you to explain this again. Yes. You sit at home. You're not a chemist.
No.
but you took the time to research how to make a product without bad ingredients, but natural ingredients to make people look better.
Yes.
Let's go deep about that because that's exciting.
It is. So I am not a cosmetic chemist. That's what they're called. And I've never been to school for it, but I started with the basis, right? I knew what ingredients I didn't want, what ingredients I did want. That was where I started from. And then once I developed the base formula based off of the ingredients I wanted in my body butters, I knew that I wanted organic unrefined shea butter. I knew that I wanted vitamin E oil because those things help the skin. They nourish the skin. They rebuild the skin barriers. Mm-hmm. And I knew I didn't want any parabens. I knew I wanted it to be vegan. I knew I wanted it to be cruelty free. So I literally Googled every single ingredient that is common in a lot of other body butter brands. I sat on Google and it took me weeks, but I created a list of the ingredients and what they were made from, what they were derived from. That's also very important that I think a lot of people don't really think about when it comes to their skincare. Where do these ingredients come from? Are they mm-hmm. found in nature? Are they made in a lab? Are they synthetic? Are they natural fragrances? And so that was another big point. I really wanted to know where these ingredients derived from. So once I found that out, it was literally trial and error from there. I tried so many different formulas, to figure out the consistency, how I wanted the consistency to be. Did I want a thick body butter? Did I want a thin body butter? Did I want it to be moisturizing? Did I want it to be lightweight? There's a lot that goes into it. And so I literally just created a checklist and kept testing different formulas. Did I want preservatives? Did I not want preservatives? That was another question I had to ask myself. And also, you also have to do research on what makes it, like, for example, with preservatives. There's many different types of preservatives. There's natural preservatives. There's synthetic preservatives. There's also parabens that act as preservatives. So you also have to think about, that's where the vegan cruelty-free comes in. I use natural preservatives in my products that are not made from parabens because parabens are known to cause cancer.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So that's why I said it's very important to know what ingredients you're using, where they're coming from, and what effect they'll have on the body, on the skin. And it's very possible to make products without those ingredients. Is it a little bit more expensive and time consuming? It is. I'm not going to lie. That's why my products are not cheap. It's very expensive, but it's worth it in the long run. And so it was honestly just a lot of trial and error, figuring out what I wanted, what I didn't want, products that I thought were great, but I did some more research and then I had to scrap that product because it had parabens in it.
That's burns.
So who'd you experiment on with your products, just your body butters? Who were your test dummies?
Myself, first off. I always test everything I have. I always test it on myself first before I give it to other people, just because out of fear. But after me, then it goes to my family, my mom and my sister specifically. Mm-hmm. I always give them, I'm like, okay, test this out, try it out. Let me know how you feel about it. And then also my friends, I've even found people online and I've sent my products to them just to get an unbiased opinion of them. Many different avenues of testing.
Were they brutal in their assessments? Were they kind to you?
Some were brutal. I got some pretty brutal feedback, but I love feedback. Feedback, I think that is what motivated me to develop a better formula than the first formula I had. And so I'm grateful for feedback when it comes to anything, because how can I be better? How can I grow?
Let me ask you a question. Did you look up the important history of like Annie Malone or Madam C.J. Walker, like the experiences that they went through?
Yes, I have. That was something that I actually learned a long time ago when I was in beauty school. Just the history, not to divert the question, but the history that Black women go through in the beauty industry is very disheartening. They've went through a lot of trial and error. Madam C.J. Walker, for example, she went through a lot to develop her products, to sell her products. And I'm sure there were plenty of people that did not believe in her and did not want her to succeed, even though she did. Mm-hmm. And so that was actually kind of the basis of why I started Asali, as a safe space for Black women to enjoy beauty, because it's something that we don't have.
Before Melvin comes back on, I want to talk to you about, let's talk about the inner beauty, because because of some things that women or men have gone through. They feel that the need that maybe I'm not that person that I need to take care of my skin, or because of the inner hurt that I have. Talk a little bit about that.
That's deep. I think it's very important for all women and men to really, it's hard, but it's very important for them to find that inner beauty, find what they love about themselves, because it's a very real thing. A lot of women go through that. Society has put an immense amount of pressure on beauty standards, especially in today. Every woman feels like she has to look a certain way, she has to walk a certain way, she has to talk a certain way in order to be perceived as beautiful. And it's definitely not true. It's very sad, but it is the reality. And so I think that by creating more inclusive and safe spaces for women to enjoy beauty will help alleviate some of those societal pressures that we face on the daily. And nice. So that's why I think it's very important for you to just take time, learn yourself, learn to love yourself the way you are, because that's the way you are. That's the way you were born. That's the way you were made to be. And so if you were meant to be a different way, you would have been born that way.
Come on. That's, come on now. Speak. Yeah.
Seriously, that's honestly what I feel in my heart. What I feel in my heart is that everybody is born the way that they are meant to be born. And 100%. So once you try to change that, you're never going to be happy with yourself. So I just encourage everybody, you know, even though it might be hard, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Pastor Burns.
Okay, so you know, you have your products, you're licensed as a cosmetologist. First thing people say, I don't have money to take care of my skin. What do you tell people that respond like that?
Well, contrary to popular belief, skincare can be inexpensive. Skincare does not have to cost you hundreds, $200, $300, $400. Skincare you can get a great skincare routine for $20, honestly. And I also think it's a necessity. I don't think that having a good skincare routine is a want. I think it's a necessity. Everybody should have it, whether you're a man or a woman. You should have it because your skin is the largest organ on your body. If you did not know that, it's the largest organ on your body. And so when people go to the heart doctor and they say, oh, you got high cholesterol or you got high sodium, and they cut out the salt, they cut out the fatty foods, you listen to your doctor when that organ is at risk. And so why would you not take care of the largest organ in your body?
You're speaking wisdom now. Come on.
Why would you not? And so if you feel like your skincare routine is too expensive, do some research. Research is free, right? Education is free. It might take some work, but it's free. So I always encourage people, do the research. If you don't want to do the research on your own, consult a professional. Consult me.
Right.
You talked about the parabens of somebody who, in my family, we deal with eczema. And so I think, you know, talk about even when I saw some of those skin things and the health effects, you know, that are a result of people with improper care or using the wrong products.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a two part, because yes, it is people not using the proper products, but also we as a society, we buy what is marketed to us. Right. So when you think about skincare, you think about body care, when you walk in the store and you see there's 100 different types of lotions and moisturizers and cleansers, right? Maybe if somebody feels they don't have the funds to necessarily invest in their skincare, they might choose a cheaper option. And unfortunately, because they chose a cheaper option, because that cheaper option had pretty packaging or it smelled good, but it's full of synthetic fragrances and parabens, and they don't know that, because when you read the back of, if you've ever tried to read the back of a lotion bottle, we all know the struggle. It's like words, and you don't know what any of them means.
Sometimes
you don't have time to sit there and Google every single ingredient.
And so
part of it is, you know, not using the proper things or not taking that second to really educate yourself on what's in your products. But another part of it is what's marketed to us, you know, what is accessible. And that's another thing that Asali Beauty is very passionate about, is accessibility. We want to provide vegan, cruelty-free, organic skincare products for everyone, have easy access to it. So that way people can get it. They can choose that instead of the alternative.
Now, when you brought up something that I wanted to talk to you about. How important is it Because you walk in a store and you'll see hundreds and hundreds of brands, brand names you know, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Well, how important it is, and this is very important, to turn around and read that back of that label. Because I found out with vitamins, for instance, I was like, what the heck am I taking? Mm-hmm. And then you go and read and find out, going like, no, I don't need that. Vitamin E is vitamin E. So how important is it to read the back and to research what you're putting on your face or what you're taking in your body?
It's extremely important. It is extremely important. I encourage everyone. Every time I see someone in a store and they are looking at the lotions or the cleansers or the moisturizers, and I'm like, just look at the back. Just take a quick peek, even if you don't recognize the words, right? Because that's mm-hmm. another thing. A lot of people don't know what those words mean. But if you can look at keywords, for example, if something has paraben at the end of it, it has parabens in it, which are not good for your skin. If mm-hmm. it has dye, if it'll say like red dye 40 or blue 5 or yellow, those are artificial dyes, which again is not good for you. So I always encourage people to just take a second, turn the bottle around, even if you don't recognize everything, look for the keywords. If it has a lot of alcohol in it, alcohol is drying to the skin, which is contradictory, right? Because you're buying lotion, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but it's full of alcohol, which is going to dry your skin out. So
And the thing is, you know, you sit up there, maybe you don't know the words, but you can sit up there, you got the phone right here, which is yes. a mini computer.
Yep, it is. And you could definitely, I always encourage people to take the time to, it literally takes 2 minutes. I promise you, a 2 minute Google, probably less than that, 2 minute Google search, though, will mm-hmm. give you all the information you need.
Yeah. I would say there's an app. I don't want to give them publicity, but there's probably more than one. You scan the back of the product, and it'll tell you what's in them. It'll tell you, what chemicals are in them, what kind of thing. And I, again, having eczema, I use that quite a bit with certain skin products. Question I have for you. So tell me, what's the most popular product that you have?
Definitely my body butters.
Okay. Everybody, let me smile. So the body butter, huh? Okay. Okay, and for people like Greg who don't know, tell him what body butter is.
Yes, so there's different types of body butters, okay. but a body butter is going to be more moisturizing than a lotion.
Okay,
my specific body butters are emulsified, which just basically means that it is a water and oil combination. Mm-hmm. There are body butters that are just solid butters. Okay. So they can be, it could be a combination of mango butters, shea butter, cocoa butter. Those are great alternatives as well. But they can tend to be a little bit more drying because those types of butters and oils are sealants. Mm-hmm. So they seal the skin. And if you have dry skin and you're putting on something that's going to seal the skin, it's going to seal in the dryness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And so that was actually the first formula that I started with. My very first formula was just strictly butters and oils. Okay. But then I did some more research. I became educated and I switched to emulsified butters, which is, again, a water and oil mixture.
Okay.
And what that does is it add moisture as well as seals, because the water component of my body butter hydrates your skin, because our body is made up of mostly water, mm-hmm. which is why it's so important to drink your water, hydrate yourself. And mm-hmm. the shea butter that I use, yes, the shea butter that I use, as well as the vitamin E oil, the coconut oil, the jojoba oil that I use in there, that's going to help seal in the moisture.
Now stop, because you just said something for some of us ashy people. Now you just broke. You said, if I have ashy skin, mm-hmm. and I take something that is a product, that's a bad product, it would keep the dryness in, the ashy in, and not moisturize the skin.
It's not necessarily a bad product, right? So a lot of it can be user error, for example. So if you have ashy arms and you go, you get your body butter that is strictly oils and butters, and you apply it right on top of the dry skin, it's going to seal in the dryness. But let's say, for example, you have damp skin, you just got out the shower or out the pool or whatever, and you apply it on the damp skin, it would work as far as hydrating your skin that way. But most people don't know that. And so that's kind of where body butters, they get a little bit of hate, because people will say, you know, they're greasy, they're thick, they're heavy, because they're meant to be applied on damp skin, not dry skin.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes. Man. But my body butters, they are emulsified, and I chose to emulsify them to take that step out, because for me, it's really all about simplifying your skincare routine, right? Because skincare routines can be, they could be a lot. Everybody knows they can have 50 steps. You got to use this product and that product and that product. Too much going on, right? Uh-huh. So with having an emulsified body butter, it cuts all that out. Mm. You don't have to wet your skin. You don't have to apply lotion first and then the body butter on top and then the oil. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is just apply the body butter. And it has the hydrating ingredients in there. It has the nourishing oils to seal the hydration in your skin, so that way you don't have to moisturize your skin as much.
Because some of us, some people, I ain't gonna lie, I walk past water, my skin get dry. So I don't have to touch it, and my skin just go ashy. So, how important you talk about taking care of your skin.
Yes, it's very important. Like I said before, your skin is the largest organ on your body, right? And when you have constant dry skin or you have constant skin issues, I'm sure as someone with family members who have eczema, you probably know the struggle constantly having to deal with that. And so over time, it can lead to bigger issues, right? If we don't moisturize our skin correctly, over time, it can lead to dry, cracked, bleeding skin. And that can lead to even more things. So it's very, very important. It's kind of preventative, right? Investing in your skincare is preventative for when you're older. And your skin over time, your skin loses elasticity. It loses hydration. It loses collagen. And those are things that they're not impossible to replace, but they can be very hard to revert if you're not taking the steps now to prevent it in the future.
Well, and to talk a little bit about that more, because it's important. If you're diabetic and you're not taking care of your skin or all that kind of stuff, and your skin crack, you're dealing with problems. Yes. But you should deal with that before.
Yes, you should. You should definitely.
You ain't hearing that necessarily from the doctor until it's less too late.
Yeah. That's true. A lot of, I will say now, skincare has become much more prevalent. People are preaching that more. Professionals are preaching that more. But back in the, even as far as like 10 years ago, skincare was not, nobody took care of their skin. It was not an interesting topic. Nobody wanted to talk about skincare. Even cosmetics, same goes for cosmetics. 10, 15 years ago, it was not the same as it is now. And so I think now we just have to take the information that we know now, right? That over time, these things affect your skin, and just apply it to what you can do now.
Okay. So let's, since you've been on the show, what's some of the new products that you may have?
Well, developing products takes time. I just want to say that.
Okay.
So we don't have any new releases currently, but next year I have been working on releasing more lip products as well as more body care products, such as shower gels and body oils to pair with the body butters and scrubs that I currently have. I've also explored launching a men's line, because men's care is just as important as women's.
I'm trying to be an ashy.
Yes. And, yeah, you know, men need love too. Their skin needs love too. So yeah, that's also something I've explored, and I've been working on formulating different products and just trying to see, like I said, I'm all about simplifying skincare. So as many skin nourishing ingredients as I can pack into a product, I'm going to pack it in.
Okay.
I'm going to pack it in. So one product and done, but.
So, give us a couple of little advice, a couple of things maybe you think that people are doing that they should stop immediately. Maybe there's some old wives' tales, you know, but tell me some things that people should stop doing, you know, like putting, you know, bacon grease, you know, on their knees or something. But tell us some things, you know, did you hear people saying all the time they think our health regimens, they need to, look, don't do it anymore.
Yes. Well, the number one thing that I've been hearing that hurts me, it hurts me as a beauty professional, it hurts me. Putting bar soap, hand soap, dial soap on your face, on your face. Our face has some of the thinnest skin on our body.
Okay.
Right. And so that skin absorbs much more stuff. It's much more fragile compared to our knees, our elbows, our feet. That skin is tough. Okay. That skin can take it. The skin on our face cannot take it. So I definitely encourage people, please or not, you can invest in cleansers that are 10, even I've seen cleansers as cheap as $7 that are great for skin, that are meant for the face. Yes, so that's the number one. Please stop putting bar soap, dial soap, antibacterial hand soap to clean your face, because it's going to dry it out. It's going to ruin.
Look, we got one bar of soap in our house. One bar of soap, everything.
Hey, we got one bar of soap now.
And if we run out of dish detergent, you might see the kitchen on the scale. No, that's good advice. You got another one for us?
Yes. Another thing too that I've been seeing recently is this is still about the face, but exfoliating. The store-bought cleansers, like the scrubs that are super harsh. I know everybody wants baby smooth skin. But using harsh exfoliators on the face and even sometimes on the body as well can be extremely damaging. They can create micro tears in the skin, which cannot heal properly sometimes, especially if you're using bar soap on top of the rough exfoliating treatments. I don't want to shoot down any brands.
It's not supposed to sting and burn. Is that what you're saying?
No, it is not supposed to sting.
They told me it was getting clean when they were doing
it. I can imagine.
I know that the Dr. Bronner soap is very popular because it's very refreshing, but it is so harsh. It is so harsh for the skin. And so please, people, just get a $7 cleanser, CeraVe, Cetaphil. Those are great alternatives. They're not very expensive. I'm developing a cleanser soon, so hopefully, fingers crossed, next year I'll be able to offer that as well. But please, your skin is so fragile.
I can imagine her in store, somebody's picking up some soap and she's slapping their hands.
I don't slap her hand, but I do offer alternatives to what's on the shelf. I'll be like, instead of shopping this section, let's move down a little.
Okay, best word.
So how about, tell people, you talked about something they should stop doing. What's the first thing you want to get serious about your skincare? What's the first thing you do other than getting rid of those things that burn your skin? How do you start?
Definitely start with three things: a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a toner.
Okay.
That's all you need. A cleanser, a nice, gentle cleanser. Nothing, if the bottle says foaming or extreme clearing, let's stay away from that. Preferably a gel cleanser. That's just basic. A nice moisturizer, and then a toner to help balance the pH of your skin, so that way it can better absorb the moisturizer or other serums that you're applying.
Yes. Okay, so it's 2:48. So we got to start talking about how to get to you, how to get your product, how to find out. Let's talk about, get that shameless plug out.
Yes. So Asali Beauty, A-S-A-L-I Beauty. That's our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're on all of them, Twitter. And our website, www.asalibeautyco.com. You can shop all of our products there. Again, we have body butters, which is the cult favorite. Everybody loves the body butters. We also have scrubs, body soaps, as well as lip products, lashes. We have a little variety, everything for everybody.
So I'm shopping for Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the number one thing that I should buy for all the women in the house? And I've got a lot of women to deal with.
Well, everybody loves moisturized skin, so I would definitely recommend body butters and our body scrub, our body care duo. Our body butters also come in travel sizes as well. Mm-hmm. So they're perfect for stocking stuffers. They're only $7. And it also is a nice trial run. A lot of women like to get a couple different of the travel sizes so they can pick their favorite scents and then eventually come back and get the big one.
Now, you said scents. Now, how many scents do you have for your products?
I have 4 scents. I have strawberry shortcake, which is everybody's favorite, is very sweet, gourmand fragrance. Second is peaches and cream, and that's a fresh, fruity scent. We have cocoa bliss, which is a coconut milk and lemongrass. So it's very earthy, very calm, a little bit of chocolate. And our signature fragrance is a lavender and warm sandalwood. So it's very relaxing. A lot of people use it for aromatherapy purposes, which they absolutely love. And then our last one, it's not a scent. It is our Radiant, and that is free of all fragrances and dyes. It's great for people with sensitive skin, people with eczema. A lot of people use it for their babies who can't have that fragrance, or it's even really great for people who are sensitive to strong smells.
Wow, that's burnt.
Okay. Will you, I know you sell from home, but will you be at any events in the next couple of weeks or next month or so?
Yeah. So we will actually be taking part of the pop-up shop holidays. And that is at that information will be on our social media, but we'll be there the 22nd and the 23rd. So you'll be able to shop all of our products in person. And mm-hmm. if you follow us on social medias, then that information mm-hmm. will be there.
Okay.
Let me talk about social media real quick. It's different than going from door to door in the old days when they used to, but social media, you have to have a strong social media game. True or false?
Yes. Yes. Social media it's detrimental for small businesses. So many small businesses, you can get so many opportunities from social media. So It's a lot of work. It's very hard being consistent and being a business owner, but it's a necessary. It's very necessary. So that's why we have so many social medias. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have TikTok, we have Twitter, we have Pinterest. So that way we can try to reach as many people as possible through the many outlets.
Are there anything as being a 24-year-old business owner? Are there any things that have surprised you on your journey?
That's a very good question. I've never been asked that question before. I guess the financials. The financials are always surprising. I never realized how much money it would take to keep a business open consistently. So that's probably the most surprising thing, but mm-hmm. I've loved the journey. It's been full of ups, a little bit of downs, but full of ups. I've learned a lot. I love just getting out there doing events. We just recently did the Black Wall Street pitch competition, and that was an amazing event. I just love it. I just love
talk, I want you to talk about how you should write your haters a love letter, because they made you stronger. But talk about how those downers made you stronger.
They definitely gave me motivation. I've always been the type of person to take criticism, whether it's constructive or just hurtful criticism. I've always taken that as fuel to be better. And I really think that's very important, because how you take what people say to you, that's going to determine the outcome, right? Because we have no control over what people say to us. People are going to have opinions. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody's entitled to it, right? But how you take those words, how you take that opinion, that is really going to, that's going to be the way it goes. Because if you allow it to eat you up, if you allow it to bring you down, hurt your feelings, it's not going to be a good outcome. You'll never be able to get out of that cycle. So I think it's very important to realize that, yes, this person may have said they didn't like my body butters. And that's okay, because my stuff is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. But that does not define me as a person. That does not define my business. Their opinion of my business does not define what it is.
One more time, Ashley Seal Williams, tell us how to get in touch with your products, and we're going to see you soon.
Yes. And again, Asali Beauty, Asali Beauty. That is our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, everything, and our website, www.asalibeautyco.com.
Thank you so much for being on the show again. Yes. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. You guys have a good holiday.
Thank you. You do the same.
You too. Okay, bright 24-year-old woman out awesome. There busting it. And I wanted to take the last few minutes, brother, to speak some truth to people.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Do you prepare me again, or you just gonna come with it?
Oh, you good on this one.
Okay.
The views and opinions are from Gregory T. Roberts. I'm not the radio station, but not harsh, okay? All right. Tomorrow I turn 59, and I just want to take the opportunity to talk to some people. Take the opportunity, older folks, to try to help mentor young people that are 24. Grab one. If you're taking your kids or your grandkids to be involved in something, there's a kid that is sitting up there that can't afford it. Grab those individuals. You never know who you can change and talk to. Everything that you read on Facebook ain't true, so stop it. Next thing is forgiveness. If you don't take the opportunity to forgive the things of your hurt, you will miss some opportunities to have some relationships with some people. We run into it all the time where people just take that stuff to your grave, and that's sad. The next thing is that you are not expected tomorrow. This Christmas time, this December time, I've seen or had phone calls at least twice a week, Pastor Burns, of somebody that died that was my age. And that has been sad. The next thing is just because the doctor says that you have an illness, you don't have to own it. It's going to take some hard work for you to get off that medicine, but you don't have to take those pills. And like our guest, Ashley Seals Williams, was talking about your skincare. Take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your mental health. Be sensitive and kind. I was in a doctor's office and watched this woman, was a Karen, to the T, holler, scream at people that were just trying to do their job. So take the time, take a chill pill. love the people around you because, you know, they got your back. But love the people around you and love your haters even more.
Yeah.
Like I said, write them a love letter and thank you for them for encouraging you to be better than you were. And the last thing is that I've learned that if you don't get out there and try things, you're going to miss some opportunities to meet some beautiful people, to try some new things, to better yourself. Go out there. Don't be afraid to try new stuff, to meet new people. Stop judging people. Turn that damn TV off and go and get rid of this and learn instead of tweeting people. How about we start conversation back where we're talking and going out to lunch and all that kind of stuff. Yes. Pastor Burns, anything else?
No, I'm appreciating the wisdom of your age, sir. I'm just going to agree with everything you share, especially we are missing out on just conversations and laughs and hugs and tears with real living people. Text, social media is fine, but man, there are no real substitute for the real thing.
So, hey, listen, I turn 59 tomorrow. I'm telling you, just because I hit some trees going in my journey down the woods, you don't need to hit the same ones. Listen to some people that are trying to give you some good advice. You know, and older people, be willing to listen to some of the things that the younger people are going through. Yes. To totally write off a generation is totally wrong when people wrote you off. Yeah. So I think that those are some of the things that I've learned. Lastly, as a nation, we are divided by everything. And there, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who want to keep us divided. Don't believe the hype. Listen, this has been Gregory T. Roberts and my brother, Pastor Melvin C. Burns II. Thank you so much for watching Torn in Two. Anything you want to say before we leave?
No. Hey, folks, have a great weekend.
Go sow a seed in somebody's life. You never know who you will be touching. We got an exciting show next week. So tune in. Take care. God bless. Merry Christmas.